Let me take you back now a few years to this pivotal moment for American craft beers at Oktoberfest in Munich.
And they announced the gold medal for the best Oktoberfest in the world went to Samuel Adams Oktoberfest. The air went out of the room.
That's Jim Cook, the man behind Sam Adams, speaking back in 2012. At the time, more and more European beer drinkers were trying out the bold, often hoppy experiments coming from American craft breweries. But since then, American craft beer exports have hit a lull. As part of our 50 States project, we sent the world's Jason Margolis to Colorado, home to some of the country's largest craft breweries, to find out what's going on.
At the New Belgium Brewing Company in Fort Collins, Colorado, Jesse Clays shows me around the bottling hall. Their Belgian-style signature beer, Fat Tire, has become one of the most popular craft beers in the U.S.
We're the fourth largest craft brewer in the country, as judged by annual barrel production. We were founded in 1991 in the basement of a Fort Collins home just a mile away from here.
Can you tell me, how many countries do you export to?
Well, that'd be a really good question for Casey to answer.
Currently, we export to Canada, Australia, Japan, South Korea, and Sweden and Norway.
That's Casey Colheed. She manages export markets for New Belgium. She says their foreign sales remain small, less than 5% of their business. But she says she gets frequent requests from across the globe.
You name it, they've probably reached out. I mean, even United Arab Emirates, I hear from them a lot. All of Europe, South Africa, Brazil.
What she
Taiwan,
said next
Cambodia,
took me by surprise. She tells potential customers thanks, but no thanks.
I say what an honor and thank you so much for wanting our beer and reaching out. It's always, it just feels like an honor.
But why turn business away, especially if your job is to grow exports? Colheed says they need to take it slow and get things right. The fact is, it's expensive to ship a heavy liquid overseas, and logistically, tricky.
The biggest challenge is quality. Our beer tastes best, all beer tastes best fresh. So you've already got time against you going across the ocean.
That beer needs to be refrigerated throughout the entire journey. Colheed says shipping overseas adds about 75% to their costs. So a six-pack of Fat Tire that sells for $10 in Denver could easily cost $18 in Stockholm. You gotta do it the right way, though. If a beer drinker in Oslo or Tokyo picks up a less-than-fresh Fat Tire, there goes a potential customer for life. American craft brewers have a few other hurdles to overcome these days.
One is that the dollar isn't necessarily as in a favorable position.
That's beer economist Bart Watson with the Brewers Association in Boulder, Colorado. A stronger dollar is making American beer more expensive overseas. Second challenge, there's just more competition.
We've started to see the same explosion in breweries in other countries that we saw here in the United States. And so suddenly there are a lot of fuller flavored options in many of the markets that U.S. brewers were exporting into.
Then there's this perennial challenge. How do you get noticed in a new market? Again, Casey Colheed.
You know, if I knew the perfect answer to this question, we'd be gazillionaires probably.
A few American craft brewers have cracked the export code. Brooklyn Brewery, best known for its amber lager, is among the largest craft beer exporters. Roughly half of its revenue now comes from exports. Eric Ottaway, the company's CEO, says they've been able to grow overseas because they were early entrants, so they got a leg up on the competition. And they found a cheaper way to transport their beer. Most exporters ship bottles, cans, and kegs. Brooklyn began shipping beer in huge tanks.
It's kind of like a giant keg. You know, it's fully finished beer, fully carbonated, that sits in an insulated tank. Drink the beer right off the tank, actually.
Wow. How many kegs could fit in that?
It's 25,000 liters. It's like 420 kegs.
Shipping in a tank saves packaging weight and, in turn, costs. Ottaway says the other key to Brooklyn's export growth has been partnerships with local brewers to make and distribute their beer.
We work quite closely with Carlsberg throughout most of Europe. We're working with Kirin in Japan, Cooper's.
Back in Colorado, Casey Colheed with New Belgium says she admires Brooklyn for finding new ways to tackle international markets. New Belgium is also exploring partnerships with foreign brewers. But Colheed says that carries some risk.
It's strange that consumers all of a sudden change their mind about your beer if someone else is brewing it. And it no longer becomes an authentic American imported craft. It's brewed down the road. And so we've seen some other breweries falter because of they chose to do that. And they're viewed differently in the marketplace now.
Kona beer, the one with the hula dancers on the label, not brewed in Hawaii. The iconic Jamaican Red Stripe beer, that was being brewed in Pennsylvania for a while. Both beers faced some serious blowback and lawsuits from customers who felt duped. Eric Ottaway with Brooklyn says they haven't had many problems, except there were a few Australians who tried a Brooklyn beer brewed in Australia, then said, hey, this beer tastes different.
My response was, well, yeah, now it tastes like it actually should, as opposed to beer that's been sitting on the water for 6 weeks.
Add it all up, for beer drinkers in Sydney or London or Bangkok who really want an authentic American craft beer straight from the source, for now, they're going to have to pay a premium. For The World, Jason Margolis, Fort Collins, Colorado.